The Adventure of the Abbey Grange by Arthur Conan Doyle. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. It was on a bitterly cold and frosty morning, towards the end of the winter of 97, that I was awakened by a tugging at my shoulder. It was Holmes. The candle in his hand shone upon his eager, stooping face and told me at a glance that something was amiss. "Come, Watson, come," he cried. "The game is afoot. Not a word. Into your clothes and come." 10 minutes later we were both in a cab and rattling through the silent streets on our way to Charing Cross Station. The first faint winter's dawn was beginning to appear, and we could dimly see the occasional figure of an early workman as he passed us, blurred and indistinct in the opalescent London reek. Holmes nestled in silence into his heavy coat, and I was glad to do the same, for the air was most bitter, and neither of us had broken our fast. It was not until we had consumed some hot tea at the station, and had taken our places in the Kentish train, that we were sufficiently thawed, he to speak and I to listen. Holmes drew a note from his pocket and read aloud. "Abbey Grange, Marsham, Kent, 3:30 a.m. "My dear Mr. Holmes, I should be very glad of your immediate assistance in what promises..."